Hudson Westbrook, House again, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Friday morning, 12th day of September. National Day of Encouragement. You go.
We need that today, for sure.
It's a policewoman day. Salute to all policewomen. It's also chocolate milkshake day, even though it's the lesser of the milkshakes.
What?
Vanilla,
I love
of course,
it.
Is the best.
No.
Best
way.
Place to get a milkshake is my favorite place. I'm going to be there tomorrow. Jersey Cow Ice Cream, Chilton Road in Northfield. I'll be there tomorrow from 4 to 6. Lots of good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. Police say a road rage incident that led to a shooting was to blame for yesterday's lockdown at Stockton University. Galloway Township Police say the incident occurred on West Jimmy Leeds Road near Redwood Avenue yesterday afternoon. One person was shot in the face and was hospitalized. The suspect was arrested in a nearby housing development, and the shelter in place that was in effect on campus was lifted. Many students hid in the theater for hours and texted their family to let them know they were safe. More information expected later today.
Police in Northfield have issued a missing person alert for 55-year-old local man. They say Jefferson Smith was last heard from several days ago.
A special education teacher in Little Lake Harbor Township has filed a whistleblower lawsuit against Pinelands Regional School District. Listen to this. She says she was retaliated against for raising concerns about what she considered co-workers' inappropriate behavior. Melissa Pomfrey of Barnegat worked for the school district from 2021 until earlier this year. The lawsuit accuses other faculty members of attending parties where they were dressed as their favorite pedophile.
That's so gross. And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny this morning, some afternoon clouds.
And Jana, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
And we are talking about a special performance that you will get to see this Sunday. You'll see familiar country faces at the Emmys this year. They're about to get a country twist. Lainey Wilson and Vince Gill are teaming up for a powerful performance of Go Rest High on That Mountain during the In Memoriam tribute. The show airs this Sunday. Everything we know about that performance is up now at catcountry1073.com. Luke Combs just threw the ultimate fishing-themed birthday party for his son Beau's second birthday. We're talking a half-boat setup, Chattahoochee cookies, and even bait cake. Seriously? This one was epic. Not in an over-the-top way, though. So it was, like, just enough. You know what I mean? Combs, he actually skipped the sweets, though, because he's on his weight loss journey. We've got an inside look at Beau Combs' B-Day party up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3.
Did you make that up? Weight loss journey?
No.
I'm on my Friday journey.
Isn't it? Isn't
my journey, journey into the weekend.
Isn't it all a journey, though?
We're Joe and Jana. This is Cat Country 107.3. Yes, but we don't have to identify it as a journey. Maybe everything isn't a journey.
I don't know.
We have a new person at the top of the world's richest people list. It's the guy who invented the Stanley Tumbler.
Yeah, that tracks.
No, that's not right.
Oh. I was going to say that.
Oracle Executive Chairman Larry Ellison is now the world's richest person. It's Cat Country 107.3. It's our favorite jelly roll. Heart of Stone. We're Joe and John. It's Cat Country 107.3. Time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Tom Inventor has sent us the joke and news on this Friday. Thank you, Tom.
Tom, you're the best. Thank you.
I used to date a woman who was a cannibal.
Ew.
But I showed up late for dinner one time and she gave me the cold shoulder. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. I'm going to be out and about this weekend. We'll start out with Joe and Jana happy hour today.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be at Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood, right on the boardwalk. Cold drinks, delicious food, your shot at Eric Church tickets, and, of course, some cat swag for you as well.
We'll start at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And then tomorrow, I'll be at the ice cream place, the best ice cream place in South Jersey, Jersey Cow.
I'm so jealous that you're going to get to try the pumpkin ice cream.
They have three locations now. I'm going to be at Tilton Road in Northfield. Be there starting at 4. Sweet celebration, fun, games, and prizes. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we going today?
London, England. A great one to wrap up the week with. Police say the bank robber robbed the bank, but was easily arrested. How? Instead of running out of the bank with the money and, you know, getting away, he took the money and handed it back across the counter to the teller, along with his own account details, asking her to deposit the money into his own account.
Oh.
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, the weather's going to be nice. There's lots of things to do. I know Firemen's Convention in Wildwood actually got underway yesterday.
That's going to be a great time.
In Seattle, they've got a family fun festival tomorrow and Sunday. Ocean City doing some stuff with planes at the airport, airplane show. They have some classic warbirds and more tomorrow. That starts at 10. Harvest Brew Fest taking place in Cape May at the Emlyn Physic Estate. Smithville Art Walk taking place Saturday. Lots to do. Good morning, Ridge. Three things you need to know this morning. Police say it was a road rage incident that led to a shooting that was to blame for yesterday's lockdown at Stockton University. Galloway Township Police say the incident occurred on West Jimmy Leeds Road near Redwood Avenue yesterday afternoon. One person shot in the face. She was hospitalized. The suspect arrested in a nearby housing development, and the shelter in place that was in effect on campus was eventually lifted. Many students hid in the theater for hours and texted their family to let them know they were okay. More information expected later today.
An Atlantic City man is being indicted on animal cruelty charges, accused of torturing and killing stray cats. Edwin Sanabia was arrested in July. He's charged with 13 counts of animal cruelty. Police say he would lure the abandoned cats to his home with food and then dispose of them into a nearby dumpster.
Police in Northfield have issued a missing person alert for a 55-year-old local man. They say Jefferson Smith was last heard from several days ago.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Mostly sunny this morning. Some afternoon clouds. High of
7. Shout-outs start right now.
Here we go. First, we have a couple of famous B-days today. First up, Jennifer Nettles from
Sugarland.
Of course, Sugarland. Yes, she is 51 today. So happy birthday to Jennifer Nettles. It's Kelsey Ballerini's birthday also today. She is 32 today. Happy birthday to Kelsey Ballerini. And finally, tomorrow, we've got to celebrate Joe Don Rooney of Rascal Flatts. They were just here at Barefoot over the summer. And he's going to be 50 tomorrow. So happy birthday early to Joe Don Rooney.
Renee Turnier of Mays Landing is 42. Happy birthday, Renee. Florence Lloyd of Egg Harbor Township, 60 today.
Florence.
60. Debbie Walker from Franklinville has a birthday. Happy birthday to Kristen Sardinas of Egg Harbor Township. Julie Rapici has a birthday. And it's Amy Rosen's birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, Amy.
Woo!
We missed you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Kristen Sardinas of Egg Harbor. 3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. We've got a brand-new Seize the Deal going live at 9 o'clock this morning. SeizeTheDeal.com. You can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 for Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, one of our favorite places in Atlantic City. In the so-called Orange Loop of Atlantic City. That goes live at 9 o'clock this morning at SeizeTheDeal.com.
It's so good.
So here's the quandary. Mm-hmm. You owe the casino some money.
Oh, no.
You don't have enough to pay them. What do you do?
Cut off your left toe and sell it on the black market?
Well, if you're Jay Xander Omar Gonzalez Diaz, you jump off the ship.
He was
on a cruise and ordered... And owed the casino some money, so he decided the best thing to do would be to jump off the ship and try to get away.
Right, right.
Now, I tell you, the ship actually was docked at San Juan, Puerto Rico at the time, so I guess he didn't want to just walk out the ship, so he just jumped off the side. Some jet skiers picked him up, and Homeland Security has some questions for him.
I bet they do.
Apparently, Mr. J. Alexander Omar Gonzalez Diaz had $14,600 in cash on him when he jumped into the water.
He said, oh, I'll be fine.
But he owed the casino $16,700.
So he was short.
He was short, and he just Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. Starts at 5. We'll have cold drinks, great music. Eric Church tickets for you to win as well. Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. You've always wanted to go there.
Well, you're going to go today.
Today's the day. All right, Jonna, here's the quiz for you.
Okay.
By the way, our friend Phil joining us for a strip club or daycare in about 10 or 15 minutes. But here's your quiz. The average parent, pet parent.
Oh, that's me.
I don't know why we have to call them pet parent.
Because that's what I am.
The average person that owns a dog.
They're not property, they're family anyway.
Spends how much money on that pet each year?
$2,000 or more.
$4,800 average. Yeah. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that part of the week that we welcome in our little friend.
Phil, sorry to interrupt.
Yes, I'm sorry. Hello, I was singing to myself because it's such a wonderful thing to hear your voices in the morning. Good morning, Ms. Jana and
so
Mr.
Sweet.
Kelly. Hi, how are you and all of Cat Country listeners worldwide?
Everyone worldwide is great, Phil.
That's good.
Thanks for checking in. Yeah. We're going to play a game called Strip Club or Daycare with you today. Does that work?
Not that there's anything wrong with that, Joseph, I believe.
Jana, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Number one, it's in Fremont, California. It's called Sparkle and Shine.
Sparkle and Shine.
Strip right. Club or daycare. Phil, we'll let you go first.
It would be a nice name for a laundromat.
Or a car wash.
But it is a strip club or a daycare. Sparkle and Shine.
I think of, I don't know if FCC is going to allow me to say
yes,
that.
Don't
so
say
I'm
that.
Just say strip club. Yes, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's a strip club.
It is, in fact, a daycare.
What?
Sparkle and Shine Daycare, Fremont, California.
Not one where my kid's going.
Score 0-0. Number two, Phoenix, Arizona, Juicy Legs. juicy Legs.
Well,
strip club or daycare. I don't know if this is before you go to Sparkle and Shine or after, but...
Again,
strip club or daycare?
Not a daycare my kids will be going to.
Bill, what do you think?
Joseph, we've been doing this for, 24 years now?
Yes.
Today marks the 24th year of you and I doing this.
Okay. Oh, good.
And this is the first time I don't want to play anymore, Joseph. Sparkle and Shine, huh?
No, this is strip. This is
Juicy Legs. Juicy Legs.
Oh, see how messed up you got me? Juicy Legs. Good God, strip club, please.
It's got
to
be.
It is a strip club.
Very my gosh.
All right,
disgusting.
The score is 1-1. Let's go to number three, Giggles and Grins. Nashville,
okay.
Tennessee, Giggles and Grins.
Okay.
Strip club or daycare? Phil?
Normal spelling?
Yes.
Yeah, no G's. No Z's. Yeah. Yes.
Giggles and Grins.
Giggles and Grins just seems so childish. I got to go daycare.
It's just wholesome, I'm hoping. So yeah. That's why I'm going with daycare as well.
It is daycare. That means we're tied at two. That means we're going to our tiebreaker.
Oh,
it's
good.
In Denver, Colorado. It's called Rising Stars.
Okay.
Strip club or daycare? Phil?
Rising Stars, Joseph. Again.
Normal spelling.
Normal spelling? Thank you.
Are there any questions?
But Rising Stars, Joseph, I would think, again, wholesome,
yeah.
Children, ta-da. Okay. I'm going strip club just because of that.
Okay. What? It's a daycare, Phil.
It is, in fact, a daycare. That means Jana is today's big strip club or daycare winner. Congratulations, Jana.
Thank you. If there's no Z's, it's got to be a daycare. We could have split the win today, Phil.
Jana, Miss Jana. Just don't tell him. I just wanted the game to be over.
It was a little wild today.
There you go.
Yeah, it was
juicy
a little...
Legs, juicy legs, giggles and grins. And
yeah.
Sparkle and shine.
Sparkle and shine.
Bill, thanks for joining us. You have a great weekend. 3107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. We'll have more coming up at the top of the hour, but some tense hours, I guess several hours, for students at Stockton University. The school was on lockdown. Luckily, doesn't look like anybody on campus was threatened. It was just some kind of road rage incident where somebody apparently shot somebody else on Jimmy Leeds Road. We hope to have more information from police later today.
Still awful, but
yeah.
Happy that the students on campus were all right. But.
Well, we couldn't be happier that Friday is here.
It's been a week.
Come and celebrate with us at Honky Tonk Saloon. Joe and Jana, happy hour starts at 5. Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. We're going to be live on the radio or live at Honky Tonk. Come and join us. Cold drinks, great music. Eric Church tickets for you to win.
Yes. I'll take that win going into the weekend.
Hope to see you later today, starting at 5, Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. Tucker Wedmore's his name. We're Joe and Jana. It's Cat Country 107.3. I want to say thanks to a couple of people who sent me some nice emails yesterday, including Stephanie, also Tony from Cape May Courthouse. In our app, we heard from Kathy and Manahawken and Marissa in Cape May. So I just want to say a quick thank you to those people. I want to recap what I've learned today, Jana, because of you, the younger generation. I've learned that we're all on journeys. I did not know that because you said somebody was on a weight loss journey.
Luke Combs, yeah.
Weight loss journey.
You know what your journey's on? Journey's on to exhaust my last nerve.
I don't know what journey. Maybe I should find out what journey I'm on.
What journey are you on besides getting on my last nerve?
Maybe that would help my life. I've also learned that guys can be called king now, even though I learned a few weeks ago. As I was going through an open house, I wasn't allowed to call it master bedroom anymore.
No.
Because that's offensive. So you're telling me the word master bedroom is offensive, but calling a guy king is not offensive.
I mean, I feel like you're really reaching there.
It seems like A mess up. Good morning. We need to know this morning. Police say a road rage incident that led to a shooting was to blame for yesterday's lockdown at Stockton University. Galloway Township Police say the incident occurred on West Jimmy Leeds Road near Redwood Avenue yesterday afternoon. One person was shot in the face and was hospitalized. The suspect was arrested in a nearby housing development, and the shelter in place that was in effect on campus was lifted. Many students hid in the theater for hours and texted their family to let them know they were safe. More information expected later today.
Police in Northfield have issued a missing person alert for 55-year-old local man. They say Jefferson Smith was last heard from several days ago.
A special education teacher in Little Lake Harbor Township has filed a whistleblower lawsuit against Pinelands Regional School District. Listen to this. She says she was retaliated against for raising concerns about what she considered coworkers' inappropriate behavior. Melissa Pomfrey of Barnegat worked for the school district from 2021 until earlier this year. The lawsuit accuses other faculty members of attending parties where they were dressed as their favorite pedophile.
That's so gross. And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny this morning, some afternoon clouds.
Backcountry 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, microwaves be like, oh, here is your hot plate of cold rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burn yourself on the plate.
You gotta spit, you gotta turn it, you gotta like stir it and then put it back in. It's annoying.
Number two, in case no one has told you today, there is obviously something very wrong with you. There you go.
Hey, that's fine.
Number three, commits all the murders so I can be most wanted by somebody.
At least there's someone.
Number four, sorry I'm late. Oh, maybe you wrote this. Oh, hold on. Sorry I'm late. Traffic is exactly how it's been every day for the past 5 years and I was not expecting that.
Yeah, move a little quickly, please. Thanks. A little more quickly.
Did you even hear what I said?
I heard what you said.
All right. We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. If you're a bald man with a ponytail, there's an 80% chance you're a girls volleyball referee. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. All right, so let's get serious here. We got a brand new Seize the Deal going live at 9 o'clock this morning at SeizeTheDeal.com. You'll be able to get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 for one of our favorite places, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, located in the Orange Loop of Atlantic City. And joining us right now from Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall is Sal. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey, we love your place. John and I both have been there a lot. It's a fun place to hang out, fun place to chill with your friends. But you guys have some great food, don't you?
That's what they tell me all the time.
You're kind of... You go into a bar, you accept a certain kind of food, but you guys are like two or three ticks above that.
Yeah, like taking it up a notch a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's totally elevated. I took over as managing partner back in December, you know, we reevaluated the menu, and we really did an elevated gastropub style menu with, entrees as well. So, you know, you can still come in and have the great wings and a burger or a sandwich, but now you can come in, you can get fish and chips, you can get gigantic crab cakes, you can get, pasta dishes, you can get a steak dinner, you know, so there's a lot for everybody to come in and really enjoy.
I'm looking at your September specials, and one of those is a braised short rib sandwich that looks excellent.
Yep.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so good.
The whipped goat cheese, Sal? Yes, please, sign me up.
Oh, yeah, and like I yell at my chef because he just piles the short rib on there and it just oozes out. And yeah. I'm like, dude, like, he goes, but the guests love it, you know what I mean? And it's awesome on a toasted sesame roll. It's really good. I got to tell you, don't fall short. We worked a whole month, the Tennessee Avenue grilled cheese on our house-made focaccia bread is amazing. It's not your traditional mom and dad grilled cheese. Right. It's got the brie with delicious smoked mozzarella and manchego, and we do an in-house cranberry pork jam, and it's crazy good.
Beer Hall, they've got great food. They've got great beer. It's a lot of fun to hang out. The Seize the Deal goes live at 9 o'clock this morning at SeizeTheDeal.com. That's SeizeTheDeal.com. You'll be able to get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 at SeizeTheDeal.com. All right, it's that time, kids.
It's time for Jana's Picks, brought to you by the original Piccalilli Inn on Route 206 in Chamar. Order your wings for the game at PiccalilliInn.com. Pick number one.
All right, so first up, let's look at Saquon's former home, shall we? The good old Giants. I don't know why I called them that. Anyway, they're headed to Dallas to face the Cowboys. It'll be their second straight week on the road. So I'm going to say this will be the first win for the Cowgirls this week. I hate to say it, but yeah. So Dak Prescott, you can get excited. Dallas wins this one.
By the way, we should mention last week, Jana was 2 wins and 1 loss.
That's good, right?
Right.
Yeah. Pick number 2.
All right, so let's jump to Monday night's game really quickly. The Texans are gearing up for their home opener while the Bucs hit a back-to-back road games. Never ideal. Houston's O-line is shaky, but with that defense, I'm going to say it's going to be a Texans win. I'm going to give this one to Houston.
Pick number 3.
Finally, the Super Bowl rematch we've all been waiting for. Ladies and gents, the Chiefs are bouncing back from that tough loss against the Chargers in Brazil. We all watched it while the Eagles slid past the Cowboys in the opener, thank goodness, hoping that pass rush from the big game in February powers another W this week. Go Birds, fly, Eagles, fly!
Jana's picks are brought to you by the one and only, the original, the Pickalillian.